531.
So much for your company this Friday morning. We are joined now by the Minister for Pacific Peoples, the Honourable Aupito Toi Surusuru Tōwhai Asua William Asio, for our regular catch-up. Maloso I fōlau a whionga, Aupito, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Minister.
Maloso for Brian, and good morning to all our listeners on Radio 531 PI.
Firstly, Minister, update on COVID-19 cases for our Pacific community?
Well, the total cases so far is about 1503. And for our Pacific, we continue to remain at 81. I think the one was added during the first stages of alert level two. The recovery rate of that total case is 97%, and the deaths number still remain at 21. So there's some good signs there, Brian. And since the start of level two, there have been about 650 funerals and tangihana registrations to have larger gatherings. And since we've moved into alert level two, funeral directors have been able to register funerals and tangihanga to enable to have up to 50 people to participate if they maintain those precautionary measures during the tangihanga and funeral. And I suppose the message is it's been really, really positive so far. You know, I think in 4 days we've not had additional new cases. But as our Prime Minister has said, and as our clinicians continue to advise us, we're still not out of the woods yet, and we're taking a precautionary, phased-in approach, and I know that many of our leaders support that approach.
The COVID-19 contact tracing app released on Wednesday. Already there's been thousands and thousands of downloads.
Yeah, so the Ministry of Health has released that, I think they're calling it New Zealand COVID Tracer app, and that's really to try and support contact tracing. If in the case, you know, as we provide and allow more movement, more freedom, as we phase our way through in the hopes that we can quickly and safely move into alert level one, is the risk that COVID-19 still remains with us? And if it did occur, can we quickly identify, isolate a potential infection and prevent from community outbreak? As we've seen, and so far with the data, the clusters out in Bluff, a wedding, the cluster here at Maris Brothers in Auckland all began with one, and then, you know, you infected about over 90 clusters. So, you know, lots of people have, as you say, thousands, but also businesses are going through the process of getting that that QR code. And I think over 6,000, 6,500 now have those codes, so that it's easy to keep track of your movements by having that that app connect up with those codes, so that you can trace your movements, where you've been in the last 30 days or so.
Government funding more pathways to jobs through training and education programs, Minister. Good news.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I want to reiterate, you know, we've $14 billion has already been made to fight the virus and to push in the blow. Then the announcements of last Thursday amounted to about $16 billion to continue our immediate response and to kickstart the economic recovery. $1.4 billion of that is in trades and training apprenticeship package. And then, of course, we have our $195 million Pacific package. And within that $195 million Pacific package, we've got to focus on Poloa, increasing and continuing encouraging our community to get into the sciences and technology, providing support to some of our graduates in that space, but also helping us to establish a digital incubator. We need to have a hub to provide all the opportunities so that our community are embracing technology. We've got the Tupu Aotearoa, which will provide an expansion right across the whole country, and that's providing wraparound support. People may have to redeploy, upskill, and we've got to look at all those options. The Auckland Pacific Skills Shift, 22 million, that's going to help low-skilled families or individuals in precarious work situations so that we can transition them into quality, high-paying jobs. Now, and that's in addition also to the work that MSD is doing to provide support for those looking for new work. And there's a number of various support, because what we're finding is that there's a cross-section of society that have all been affected by COVID-19. And MSD released a report on composition of job seeker work-ready grants during lockdown. And they reported that the job seeker data over the period of April, of which that was during the lockdown. And, you know, our people are looking for jobs. They don't want to be sitting, you know, not in a situation where they can earn good incomes for themselves. And so this, what the budget allowed was to provide opportunities and options for people to upskill, to redeploy, apprenticeships, training scheme. And I suppose what I'm saying to our communities, COVID-19 is giving us an opportunity to really, if you wanted to go back to school, let's look at those options. If you wanted to upskill yourself, let's look at those options. And I think the last message I'd say to our communities is, don't be afraid of doing something new. Don't be afraid of starting a new job. Don't be afraid of starting a new business. And I think what we've got to do collectively is just to make sure that information is available to you. And obviously, MSD has got a lot of that. The Pacific Business Trust has got information and support. And then, of course, there's a number of community and government agencies that have a lot of information and support to just make sure that we're not left behind and that we're able to take advantage of these opportunities and not miss out on new job opportunities and new business opportunities.
PM leading a contingent to meet with tourism leaders in Rotorua recently, Minister.
Yes, and I suppose that was, I think we saw the Prime Minister's live Facebook post following that meeting, and where they've had a conversation, obviously, about the $400 million package of tourism in the budget and the role the wage subsidy has played in saving jobs. My Māori colleagues were there also because as part of the Māori package, there was support for Te Puia New Zealand Māori arts and crafts. And I've just been listening to the media this morning, you know, people saying there's thousands of jobs in the tourism sector, and you cannot get New Zealand to, into a good place of economic recovery without helping our tourism sector. And already I've seen on media the promotion of by the Tourism New Zealand of local tourists to visit places in New Zealand that we've never visited before. And again, you know, this is what COVID-19 has enabled us to focus internally. And I have to say, all countries are doing that same thing. In my own informal discussions with friends and political colleagues from around the region, they're doing the same thing. They're looking to see how they can rebuild their local economy by focusing on their local population and getting people out to visit places in their country is one way of doing that.
GPs for World Family Doctor Day recently, celebrating, you know, the great work of GPs in the front line of the fight against COVID-19.
That's right. And I think that was on Tuesday we celebrated World Family Doctor Day. And I think there is a need for us, particularly during crisis like COVID-19, and particularly now that we've moved out of level 4 and level 3, that we do need to pause and to reflect on what has happened in 4 and 3 and what we need to do to keep everybody safe in level 2. And one of the first things, obviously, is that we should acknowledge the outstanding work of our nation's family doctors. And, you know, we do it on Tuesday, but I think we need to do it all the time during this COVID-19 crisis. And I do want to single out also in particular our own clinicians, our own doctors. You know, sometimes the response has been slow to move. And I think most of us weren't expecting just the rapid pace of COVID-19. But our doctors, our providers, our community leaders, they were probably much faster at supporting our community and gathering support around them. And we saw that. And I think all credit to them. They've been part of our delivering our safety messages in the languages that enable our people to better understand the seriousness of the issue. And I think all of that has contributed to the low numbers that we have of Pacific infections. I think it's contributed to also the higher rate of testing that we currently have for Pacific people. So, you know, I think it's important that we do pause and give thanks to our doctors and our nurses, but all those front. Tuesday, it was World Family Doctors Day, and we should acknowledge and thank them for their professionalism, their dedication, and their service to all of Aotearoa New Zealand.
And finally, our second language week, Samoan Language Week 2020. How appropriate with the beautiful backdrop you have there behind you, Minister. This year's theme, Tā Pena, So Oso Mō Lau Malanga. Your thoughts around the theme and you know, word for our Samoan community leading into Samoan Language Week celebrations. Whakamore mōre.
Well, I want to acknowledge the three community organisations that have been organising this, obviously with support from our Ministry for Pacific Peoples. I want to acknowledge and congratulate them on the theme. I think that theme, Tā Pena So Oso Mō Lau Malanga, preparing yourself a gift for your travels, is so fitting and just appropriately perfect for the next leg of our journey. We are on this COVID-19 recovery and rebuild journey. We've surpassed the worst of the health crisis. But, you know, as our Prime Minister and others keep saying, we're still not out of the woods. But nonetheless, this theme here is just appropriate because I think as COVID-19 unfolds before us, and as we focus on the recovery plan and the rebuilding of New Zealand's economy, I think that theme reminds us that planning is the key to ensuring that we reach our destination. And I believe our destination is that we want to have thriving Pacific families. We want to have prosperous Pacific families. We want everybody to stay safe. And planning for the future is really critical in all this. We all know this. You know, before we left the islands, we had the family discussion, talked about how we're going to get there, whether it's by boat, by plane, and when we arrive, what's there for us? How will we engage with the challenges? How will we be able to withstand the difficult challenges of a journey? And I think now in this lull of level 2, before we reach level 1, I would ask our communities to use this time to prepare for the journey ahead, to prepare and reflect, I think, on what have been our learnings from level 4 and level 3, and what are some of the things that we should hold fast on to, what are some of the new things that we should immediately embrace, and what are some of the things that we should discard? And so I think it's a perfect, perfect theme to help us gather as a community and look towards rebuilding our families, rebuilding our communities, and rebuilding Aotearoa New Zealand together. So ta pena so woso mola malanga. Thank you to Whangasā, Sasia, Fotua Malama, and I look forward to our second online launch, which is the new world now, Brian. It's the new world of doing things, and I don't think we should ever change or leave the technology and the Zoomy meetings that we're now holding. And looking forward, I understand that the Christchurch Whakasā Church will be leading the official service this Sunday, and Reverend Elder Tumama is actually the leader of that service. And this is the first time that the Christchurch community will be officially launching Samoa Language Week. So kudos to Rotuma for leading the way. Bring on Samoa Language Week this coming week. And of course, there'll be others to follow. And I think it's actually quite a nice thing to have these digital online launches. And I would just say, let the competition begin for all the other Pacific language groups. Nothing wrong with us having a bit of competition that may inspire our communities, that may inspire our young people to be creative with these digital online platforms.
Minister for Pacific Peoples, the Honourable Aupito Toisulusulu to Faisoa William Seal. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Minister. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Brian. You can't credit me for that war. That's my wife and family who did that.
Thank you for your honesty. Thank you.